he said he had two children. He just picked them up and said, let's get in the cellar. She says, I'm not going to the cellar. He's one of these fellows didn't talk much. He just went on to the cellar. And she saw he's going anyway, so she run and got in. And just when he pulled the door down, he felt the house scrape the cellar door. And they never even found a chair nor a sign. There never was a sign nor a plank nor nothing left of that house. They never did find it. None of his bed clothes or anything.
Oh, poor man. He wasn't insured, of course.
No, of course he wasn't insured. That's before we ever did anything like that. Hit the railroad right-of-way fence down there, a four-wire fence, and it just wound that fence up just like it was. Roll it up and take it off. Taking every tree that was in front of it, didn't leave no tree over 6 or 8 foot tall nor.
How about this man who lost his house? What happened then? Did he just get...
Well, the people, this all been a good country. They just made up money and put him back in business.
You know, that's the best kind of insurance in the world.
And rented him another house and put him in business again. He's just about as well off as his old with. We've got a family that lives here in town now that was in one of them things. And he told, he went to Claremore and this man, they was going to give him some stuff. And he said, no. He said, the neighbors has fitted me up better than I was before. He said, I'm better off now than I was before the storm. He blew everything he had away.
I know in Stillwater, the Negroes are always flooded whenever we have a flood there.
Yes, down on the creek there.
Yeah, and they're outfitted by the United Fund and Red Cross.
Yeah,
and
they are.
And a lot of them fare better in floods than in regular weather.
They did previous times, yeah.
Yeah, they get some new clothes.
Yeah.
Or so I've heard. I don't know if it's
true. Well, that's true. This river got out of banks down here and flooded a lot of those people, and I take a truck to Claremore and got several mattresses, I don't know how many, and stuff right away they give them to him. When I brought it back to town, well, I'd give it to the lady that had checked on them people. She knows where they went. And her and her husband went down and delivered it.
That's a good way to do with things like that. I think that's socialism at its best.
Yeah.
Give it where you need it. And
I think we're I think we got an awful nice place here. Condition what I mean there. The people take care of anybody. If he has bad luck and is deserving, he gets taken care of.
Yeah, that deserving is important, yeah, too, I think. Do you have any special terms for a strong cold wind from the north in the winter? Maybe with snow?
I call it a northern. That's what we always called it, a northern.
Kind of bluish up there, and then all of a sudden it's cold?
It just freezes to death, nearly.
I've seen a couple of those in Stillwater. I don't like them. They're quick, too, aren't they?
Yeah. You don't hardly know it there. You can change 30, 40 degrees in 5 or 6 hours.
What would you say if you went outside some morning and there was all this white stuff floating around in the air, misty?
Would you call it frost or would you call it snow?
Well, I was thinking more of a warm day where your ground is warm. Wait a minute, is that right? And your
fog?
Air is cool?
Yeah, I'm thinking about fog.
Well, then you'd say the air is...
It's misty.
And it's...
Foggy.
Is that common here?
Yeah, that's common.
Well, that's sure miserable to drive in, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I should say that.
I can just get so...
Your headlights won't show very far enough ahead to keep you out of trouble, either.
The best thing, I guess, is just to put it on a low beam and get it right down on the pavement.
Get right down pretty low and be careful. And then maybe the other fellow ain't.
Yeah. What would you call a long period of dry weather?
I'll call it a drought.
And if you've had a, get back to wind now, if you had a period of calm winds and then the wind begins to blow more strongly, you'd say the wind is...
Getting kind of strong, the winds are getting strong.
Is that what you'd say normally?
The weather's getting windy.
Would you say the wind is picking up? Or
yeah.
Would that be calm?
Yeah, you could.
I don't want to suggest things here.
No, I know that, but that's about what... It's sure windy today, that's what you most generally say. It's getting windy and you see the forecast last time.